gentlemen, time for KER Politics, thought-provoking views from leaders in the field. The views of our guests do not necessarily represent the views of either Corey or Big Al.
Now, time for KER Politics.
Hey, how about a vacation down in Texas along the border? I don't think I don't want to go down there. How about you? Has Joe Biden taken his family down there to see all the cheerful stuff that's going on? What a mess that is going on down on the Mexican border right now. Jimmy, describe it just kind of briefly, if you would, and let's discuss the implications.
Sure. So yesterday was the expiration of Title 42. Title 42 had restricted people from coming to the United States for health reasons because of the COVID lockdown that was put in place under the Trump administration. That requirement was lifted. The Biden administration has done nothing to stop illegal immigration since taking power in January of 2021. And in fact, they've encouraged it to the point where up to this point, there's over 6 million identified illegal immigrants, illegal aliens that have come to the United States. But what we're seeing now with the lifting of Title 42 and a huge effort by non-governmental organizations, by international organizations, and by Democratic activists is to get more and more people into the United States, basically change our demographics. And what you're seeing is a mass influx, even over the last 24 hours, of tens of thousands of new illegal immigrants. They're overwhelming every facility out there that the Border Patrol had, and they're beginning to overwhelm even cities and the other areas along the border. As well as places like Chicago and New York, where they're shipping a lot of these sanctuary cities, where they're shipping a lot of the illegal immigrants too.
Yeah. Well, I think it's really interesting that some of the conservative causes are endorsing the fact that they start sending tens of thousands of people to New York City, Washington, D.C., et cetera, et cetera. That's kind of a childish comment for me to make here, but I got to tell you, I think that would really, really serve them right. You know, for an administration that has never really addressed the problem of secure borders for the country that they are in charge of, it just really needs to be brought home to them how silly their philosophy on this issue is, Jim.
Well, I tell you, there's people being... First of all, let's talk about the people along the border, the American citizens along the border that are being overwhelmed. And, you know, their housing prices are skyrocketing because of, no place to find rent because the government is actually sponsoring and supporting many of these people. The actual safety, security, the criminal activity has skyrocketed along these areas. And then you've got really a large number of people just living on the streets.
Yeah.
And that's been shown in the last week in El Paso, Texas. It's down in Brownsville. It's in Laredo. It's all along the Mexican border in those key crossing points. And unfortunately, the policies that have been put in place and the restrictions that the Border Patrols had been given and handcuffed, they're unable to manage this and actually send these people back. The Trump administration had done a really good job. The last year, they had under 200,000 illegal immigrants of the Trump administration, under 200,000. Now, part of that was related to COVID, but it had been declining since his second year in office. And he really did a significant job in trying to stop that, working with Mexicans, working with other countries to say, hey, remain in Mexico policy. Don't let these caravans come across the borders. We know that the Democrats have been pushing this agenda. We know that they've been trying to, and it's not just the Democrats. It's including Rhino Republicans who want more cheap labor in the United States, including the U.S. Chamber of Commerce. They actually advocate for some of these activities. And you see Catholic charities and a number of religious charities that are trying to do it out of, you know, sympathy, because they've been manipulated thinking this is somehow saving people from the problems down in their countries. What it's doing, it's absolutely increasing the violence, the rape, the corruption, and of course the human trafficking from those regions coming up here. So there's a huge impact on American citizens and actually a huge impact on these foreign nations that are losing people and those individuals that are coming up here facing very severe problems. And the Biden administration has been facilitating it. They haven't been trying to stop it.
I find that to be absolutely amazing. I mean, the guy supposedly is a God-fearing man. He supposedly is a Catholic. He supposedly believes in the right things to do, but man, he sure isn't showing it to Big Al right now.
Well, there's so much misinformation out there on the left, and the left drives the ideologues, the intellectuals on the left are driving policy in Washington. That policy is driven by not only ideology, but also by financial interests. And of course, you know, corporations want labor. We've got a labor shortage. Farm workers, you know, even conservative farmers out there asking for more labor because they don't want it their price. They want to be competitive with their pricing. So these factors all come into play. The problem is when you have no control of your border, you're not going to be able to you're all those factors that you think you're going to benefit yourself from will actually undermine you in the long run. Sure. And that's the that's the reality that many of these influencers are not willing to accept. And they also don't have information of what's happening out there. And this, I'll give you a perfect example, Al. So we heard, you know, under the we heard about these Border Patrol guys a couple, you know, last year that were supposedly whipping Haitian refugees with their reins. Of course, the investigation came out after a lengthy. First of all, the administration and Biden himself said these people got to pay the Border Patrol agents. A massive investigation. There was no whipping. There had nothing to do with that. It was all fabricated by media. However, April Ryan, who is a senior Washington reporter, someone who was on the White House reporting for National Public Radio, for PBS, and who is now, I think, with another network, but a major reporter, she actually called Mayorkas, the Homeland Security Secretary, in a conference, said, "Hey, you know, hey, we're seeing this whipping and everything." And he came out and said, "No, it actually never happened." Now, he said that after, you know, a year and a half, almost 2 years of this accusation. But she still believes it. And she's someone who is on the inside of all knowledge in Washington. And or at least she's still trying to use it as a political tool. That shows you how corrupt our media is and how ignorant people on the left are about what's actually happening out there in America, certainly on the border, certainly with these rapes, certainly with the destruction, with the child labor that's being moved by the Biden administration and into the United States being used as illegal minor labor and, you know, sexual facilitation for all these things. It's unbelievable the level of corruption that's out there. And people on the left still look at it. And unfortunately, well-meaning Christians, all the poor people from down there, they do not realize that they're actually facilitating this absolutely atrocious situation that is taking advantage, facilitating, actually funding criminal networks for human trafficking and drug activity on the border and killing Americans.
Well, I got to tell you, that's very, very true. We have seen proof of that through some of the videos that we have and actually some of the videos that we have posted. But what I want to say here that's really important is this is a real blight, not only legal blight on the United States, but a moral blight. It's a huge, huge dark moment in history, as you said it during some of the other points that we have recorded earlier this morning. More importantly than anything else, this is a very dark point in the history of my country and your country, Jim.
It is. And unfortunately, I mean, and it all starts with the leadership, right? It all goes back to the corrupt cabal that put Joe Biden in power.
Right.
And unfortunately, they're rapidly destroying this nation. They're doing it through demographic change. They're doing it through media and censorship. Right. and they're using law enforcement as their and intimidation and threats from government executive branches to intimidate and silence people. And we just can't stand for it.
No.
We cannot stand for it.
We've got absolutely to stand up and not. Say, morally, we enough. Can't stand for it. There's no question about that. Appreciate comments from our bloggers on this particular issue. It's very, very important, foremost in my mind right now, about how America is really, really in a sinful state. Jim, you want to wrap it up?
Yeah, I will just say one very important ruling from the District Judge Robert E. Payne in Richmond, Virginia. He said the selling handguns to people who are 18 to 20 years of age, there was a federal law that regulated that prohibited that.
Yeah.
And and what he said was, hey, that's illegal. It's unconstitutional. It's against the Second Amendment.
Right.
Every movement to protect the Second Amendment in the long run will protect this nation from constitutional protect the Constitution from this deep state overreach. The problem is we don't want to get there to the violence. And in spite of some of our bloggers saying, you know, the Americans are too weak and they're not taking actions in their hands, we have to be patient. We don't want to be violent and we don't want to hurt people. But what we do want to do is have the strength that in case something goes backwards, that we can step up and make sure we get back to our constitutional rights and protect those basic foundations of this nation.
Mr. McKinney, thank you so much for those words. Thanks. And we've been recording the weekend show all morning. We decided this topic was important enough to devote a daily editorial to it. So that's what we have done. You guys have a great weekend. Enjoy the weekend radio program, and let's get some comments on the moral issues that we are talking about right now. Thanks, Jim.
You bet, Al.